Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
All right, My Talkers, from the beaches of Hawaii to the clouds of Minneapolis, we are hanging out here at My Talk 107.1 with Lori and Julia. How's it going, guys? What's in store for us this hour?
So good. I'm telling you, Lori, it was so great to see Jane. Oh. That was so fun. You know, because we go way back, Grant.
Yeah.
We go way back.
We go way.
Right. And I think Stephanie March had told me last fall that they were just down the street from us.
I didn't know they were so close. Now yeah. I told Jane she's in trouble. She's in trouble. MSPMag.com.
Yeah.
It was a great thing. So that was super fun for me. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. All right, Lori, what do we got this? What are we talking about?
Okay, so I am almost finished with a good friend of ours from the show from many, many, long time. And I brought the book to Hawaii. It's called Dumb, 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 My Mother's Book Reviews by Mary Jo Peel.
Yes.
It is flat out hysterical.
Oh, and I want to read it.
It is so good. We'll have her on for April, but Grant, she worked for 7 years on Mystery Science Theater.
Oh, I love that show.
She's co-hostess writers. On our show. She's hysterical.
Love this.
Very funny. And, you know, it is just such a clever way that she's basically telling the story of her life through her mom's book reviews, because after her mom died, she found all these index cards with the name of a book, a rating, and one sentence, what she thought about it. And
that's
a lot of times it was just dumb, dumb, dumb.
Okay, that is so funny.
That's really cool.
But it's very, very poignant, very insightful, life lessons. But anyway, that's just been a wonderful book to read. I give it 10 out of 10, and we'll have her on in April. But she's just one of the funniest people alive.
She really is, Lori. That sounds like fun.
Yeah. So, okay. So, you know, when you were talking earlier, when we were talking with Jane, and you said, this is a word that you mispronounce all the time. You always call an amphitheater an amplitheater.
I do.
Mm-hmm. You do.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. An amplitheater. And
I'm going to an amphitheater soon, coming to an amphitheater near you.
Mm-hmm. Right. So there's this language learning platform called Babbel.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I use it, yeah.
Okay. So they looked at all of, you know, like they look at like, you know, captioning, all this stuff, but some of the myths. Pronounced words, and the number one mispronounced word,
can we guess?
But we only learned that it was pronounced this way like just a few months ago, and I don't think we'll ever pronounce it right, but Adele is Adele.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, no. 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 No.
Well, I don't think the number one most pronounced word can be a person's name.
Yeah, no.
I think that's
Well, they just
unfair.
Said that is mispronounced, but she just told us in November that
yeah, she could
Adele.
Have corrected this so many years ago if it mattered to her.
Uh-huh. That's right.
That was a headline catcher for her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Now, another name that's given us pause, and we've butchered it every single time, he recently starred in Hulu's The Patient with Steve Carell, and it's Domhnall Gleeson, you know, Brendan Gleeson's son.
Okay.
He also was in Star Wars.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, so it's spelled Domhnall.
Yeah.
And it's pronounced
Domhnall.
Domhnall.
Oh, Domhnall.
Gleeson.
Domhnall. Domhnall. Okay.
Okay, so now we should not have to, if we can remember that.
Oh, we're never going to remember it. I'm just going to call him Mr. Gleeson. I mean, who wants names that hard?
And the word that was the most butchered in 2022 because of the coverage of Queen Elizabeth's funeral, but news anchors, especially in America, had all kinds of ways of pronouncing the Scottish capital. Would you like to give that a try?
Okay.
E-D-I-N-B-U-R-G-H. How do you
say it again?
When you have to read. It's the capital. It's E-D-I-N-B-U-R-G-H.
Yeah. I have
Edinburgh.
That's how I would say it. Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
That's how many of the news anchors know. Edinburgh.
Oh.
Oh, brah.
It's like the Murdaughs and Murdochs. Everybody's calling them Murdoch, but it's actually Murdaugh.
But listen, over here, we've been calling it the Edinburgh Festival for years.
Yes.
Don't expect us to change. Everyone,
I read that wrong. Oh, yeah.
Listen, if we want to get this crap right, can I tell you how many media outlets have spelled my name wrong for 21 years?
Hey,
for 21 years, I'm a Cobb. No, I'm not. I'm a Cobbs. Everyone spells my name wrong.
I'm with you. I even got the
you have a tough one.
I got the shout out from the emperor over there when I got engaged to Lily, and it was Grant, and he spelled it Wengstrom. S-T-R-O-M. Yeah. It's Wengstern.
Yeah.
Even the emperor here.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
Yes.
You and I both. We have that name. That's just tough.
Yeah. Lori's is too.
Oh, Barghini. Yeah, that one's.
But people do spell it right.
Yeah, but
they
one ever Barghini.
Yeah.
Right, Barghini.
Yeah, Barghini. That one's a tough one to pronounce if you don't know it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny.
Edinburgh.
Like
bra.
Yes.
Like
yes.
Bra. Yeah.
And exactly. Dunhall, is that his name? Well, he's Scottish.
Dunhall.
Oh, Dunhall. But it's spelled like Dunhall. I mean, that is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, I don't know if it's Irish or Scottish, but it's Irish.
Okay.
And Stephen Colbert had him on his show in October and mispronounced his name.
Okay.
Dunhall was like, it's pronounced Dunhall Gleason.
Well, you should have said your parents should have done a better job spelling it. Who was taking the magic mushrooms when this name spelling? Because for Dunhall to come out of D-O-M-H-N-A-L-L.
Right, but again, it's Irish.
Scottish, Irish.
You can't be bitching about that.
We really can't.
No.
But I want to.
Okay.
I want to, and I do. Stephen, you know, these talk show hosts who have like 17 producers in their ears, too, telling them how to pronounce the name, still get it wrong.
Yeah.
So we should feel okay about it.
That's right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel good about it. Well, I don't feel bad.
It's part of your brand, too.
Well,
it's not bad.
Julia's.
Yeah, Julia.
Yeah, Lori, very good at making up words.
Yeah.
Thank you for correcting, Lori. it is.
It's not bad.
It isn't bad.
It's a fun aspect that you guys have with the show.
Lori,
I also do frustration.
Oh, flustered.
Flustered and frustration.
Mm-hmm.
That's a combo word.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, I do one, but really the making of new words is your
It's my special
your specialty.
It's an art form. I'm going to write a book one day.
Yeah, last Thursday, didn't we get like... Yeah, didn't we have like five in the first hour?
We had a lot. You had two.
I had a bunch.
Our tongues were tied. Grant and I had some molasses and taffy and peanut butter, and our tongues were sticking, and we couldn't pronounce anything, and then dyslexia was happening,
mm-hmm.
and then sounds and buttons. We really
too much stimulus going on for the two of us.
Too much going on. We have dim lights today. We're under control. We're able to deal with it. Oh my gosh! All right. So, thank you, pronunciation station. What's your station? Yeah. That helps.
Yeah,
we need to know it.
We'll see if we can remember it.
Not even a one. Adele. Adele.
Dunhall.
Adele.
See? And Dunhall. Okay, we've got it. Time to go.
Lori and Julia here for Furniture Manor. And I know the last time I was in there, which was like the beginning of January when I was getting a new sofa and a couch, I am always like amazed at what they have come up with for workstations, for offices, the variety of options that we have. Because there are some people that they are staying at home to work and they've just taken over a bedroom. And now they've got these cool flip top tables that turn into workstations. They're just very, you got to see them to believe them. And then also we love going to Furniture Manor to get inspired, find accessories, jewelry from our home, replace something. Maybe we need a perfect end table. We want some new reclining
furniture. Lori,
we'd like a port-a-nap, please.
And everybody who works there has design background. They can work within your budget. They will find it for you. You can buy something right off the floor. They love My Talk listeners. Stop by Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5.
You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
All right, so here are a couple randomness for you. For Lori, today is March 22nd, not the 23rd. So there's just a random little thing. I got a little press release for something exciting that's happening at the Mall of America on Friday, April 28th, but I know it's going to sell out, so I want to give our listeners a shout out. They, along with Flip Phone Events, are going to host The Power of Drag starring Sasha Velour, and they're having a drag show and book signing, and it's going to be happening on Friday night. April 28th, and it starts at 6 p.m. The Rotunda, but there's VIP tickets. There's a VIP experience. You can get the book. Sasha Velour, her book is coming out. You can meet and greet. There's fun stuff going. And I just think it's going to be a fun night. A lot of local drag performers are going to be there. It's going to be all ages, family friendly, and it's a flip phone event if you want to plan ahead, because that's going to sell out. All right, now, back to something that I thought was very interesting and I don't think we knew before, and Elton John didn't even know this before. He recently learned that the inspiration behind his iconic song, Rocket Man, the 1972 pop song that was on the Goodbye Yellow Brick Road double spread album, where the fonts were all different colors and all different sizes.
Didn't he write that song with Bernie?
Bernie wrote it. Bernie would write the lyrics and give it to, vice versa. Elton John would write the music, give it to Bernie, he'd write the lyrics, or it would go one way or the other. They were just so brilliant. They worked separately, though. And so Bernie Taupin and his writing partner told the I'm Still Standing hitmaker that the astronaut story that inspired the space themed song with Elton John was a song inspired by the Ray Bradbury book from his science fiction short stories called The Illustrated Man.
Yeah.
In that book, there was a story called The Rocket Man about how astronauts in the future would become sort of an everyday job. So I kind of took that idea and ran with it. So I thought that was kind of a fun little thing. And The Illustrated Man, if you want to buy, it's $18.89. There are no ratings or reviews on the book. And just remember how big Ray Bradbury was, Lori.
Oh, my gosh.
Not for us, but for the science fiction people. I mean, Ray Bradbury books were everywhere back in the day. Here's a little bit of the song.
And just before I play the song, if you Google Rocket Man Elton John YouTube, there is an illustrated, the music video is an illustrated music video. And it's based off the very story. So it shows the story of these everyday astronauts in like a cartoon form. So
funny.
You can watch that as well if you just Google, you know.
Is this a favorite of yours, Lori? Love this album. I mean, Grant, we would sit with it opened up because it was a double album.
Yeah.
And this was back when you knew everybody who wrote the song.
Mm-hmm.
And there would only be like three people at the most. And then you knew all the lyrics to the song. They give you all the help.
Yeah. I'm going to post this because this came out 5 years ago. This illustration video. And it goes directly. It coincides. I'm watching it directly with the story you told.
So people can
go look at it right now. It'll be up in about a minute here. So check
that out. Fantastic. Now, Lori, this is a trend that I really want you to weigh in on. And you know how you and I are last to know TikTok stuff because we don't go there. We just wait for people to tell us what the trends are. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of the everything shower trend?
Mm-hmm. No, mm-hmm. I've not sought that information
okay.
out.
Okay, so this is where you take a shower.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Where you go in your shower for an hour or more.
Why? What a waste of water.
Agreed. You don't have to have the water on the whole time. You give yourself a full spa treatment. Once a week, you go in your shower for an hour and you sit in your shower. You might light candles. You could have a robe and a chair in the middle of your tub or shower. And then you exfoliate. You do facial treatments. You do a full body exfoliator, a deep conditioning hair mask, a detoxifying scalp scrub. And you use every beauty product you've got once a week.
This sounds like something you have time to do in maybe high school and college.
Right? I don't have an hour in the
maybe
morning.
You're
in.
Maybe. It's the maybe. Everything shower trend, and I'm like, wow.
I get some of my best thinking done in the shower, I'm not going to lie, but I don't know if I'm spending an hour in there.
I don't think so either. All right, and I stay away from the shower as much as possible, much to my husband's chagrin. If I told you,
why?
I mean, I take an Oars bath. You know, I like a little. You know, it's not good for you in the winter. It dries out your skin.
It does.
And you know, my hair is starting to be like yours, Lori, where I don't have to wash it, but once a week. But you
Isn't
know,
nice?
I'm growing it. Yeah. Okay. If I told you the word farting with farding, not farting, I'm farting. What am I doing?
Do the British use this word?
I have no idea.
She's going to know it.
I don't know the origin of farting.
Okay.
It's far away conversation, far away relationship.
Fard. Like far and then ding.
Yeah.
What it really means, and this is something I love to do, is I sit down at my little cosmetic bar in my bathroom.
Okay.
Turn on my 10 plus magnifying mirror light and get in action. And it's the word for putting makeup on your face.
Oh,
it's British English.
It must be.
Especially white paint. Paint for the face.
Oh, I didn't. Putting on mime or something.
I remember when royals
in the powder.
They had the powder, the white powdered face with the wigs.
Yes.
Maybe that's what that's in reference
to.
So
is that it, Lori?
Yeah, that is. It's British English. It's an archaic word, paint for the face, especially white paint.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All my little computer help today said, there's a word for putting makeup on your face. And the word
called spackling.
Well, right, we call it that. And it gets heavier and heavier. So spackling, when you get to be our age, is spackling.
Spackling?
An exclamation point. Kind of like... What did we just give away the tickets to, Grant?
Irish.
Irish with an exclamation point.
Uh-huh.
Farting. All right, so that's not going to go anywhere. All right, fine.
The Urban Dictionary says it's an insanely loud and stinky fart.
Okay.
A fart?
Well, look,
it's got kinetic energy. It's so loud and big and smelly.
Oh, God.
So this could go either way, basically.
Uh-huh.
This could go either way. I want you to know that people won't stop stealing silverware from work, apparently. And I'm wondering when do people go and work? But more and more companies are going green. and not stocking plastic utensils.
Mm-hmm.
And people have walked away with the real silverware. So they're having real silverware and, you know, a dishwasher situation.
Yeah.
So is that a knife in your pocket or a fork in your pocket? Are you happy to see me?
This happens a lot at restaurants, but yes. Yeah.
Does it happen? Like, do you take home?
I don't take home things, but I mean, one thing I had friends that would take home constantly when we were younger were those, you know, beer mugs with whatever team on it.
Oh.
But those are all given free to the bar as promotional things. But yeah, I have another friend that I know that has a collection of stemware that I don't think he's ever bought a single piece in his entire life.
That's interesting.
And I'm not saying
you just call him.
Have a friend. It's not me.
I know it isn't you. I know. Grant's like blinking hard at me. Blink, blink, blink. It's not me. It's not me.
It's a sad story. People do that stuff all the time.
Wow. Okay, Lori, we've got some stuff to talk about after this break that are juicy gossip stories. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Lori and Julia here for First Equity Mortgage. And working with First Equity, David and the team, means solutions. You've got a champion on your side to help you get the very best mortgage or refinance if that's what you're doing. They don't work with any one or two banks. They have a variety of options for you depending on what your situation is, what you're trying to accomplish, what you're looking at doing. If you're a first-time home buyer, you want to get pre-qualified. Spring is around the corner and you want to have all your ducks in a row. David is 100% right about that. And real estate agents love working with First Equity because they know they're going to close on time and they've got a solid mortgage.
You're right, Lori. You're so right, because it is a competitive market right now and it should be easy. You're working with the smartest realtors, professional mortgage people in town. Keyword David at my top.
Let me tell you, this couple would like someone to take a look at them. Apparently, TJ Holmes and Amy Robach, who are represented by CAA, agency.
Yes.
This was such a great dishy story in the New York Post with multiple sources weighing in. So CBS recently turned down a talk show proposal from TJ and Amy.
Yes.
Ditto CNN.
Yes.
A TV expert that the Post consulted said if they did a talk show, what would they talk about? What's their expertise? Infidelity? Another insider said they'd take anything. I think they'd host a game show at this point. They have also approached Fox Entertainment and Fox TV for a syndicated show.
Right.
Another source said, I don't think the talks are serious at all. CAA set them up and everybody took the meeting. I don't think anyone at either Fox side is serious. I don't think there's any there. One thing's for sure, no one wants them for news. The couple is selling their chemistry, and they're basically have said, we can be whatever X Network wants us to be. The pitch of the show is very vague. A TMZ-style gossip show is one of the floated ideas.
What do you say, Julia? Okay, so again, Amy Robach shot herself in the foot. She had a great job. I think she could have saved her job, but I think she went down with the sword with TJ Holmes. And, you know, we continue to see them out and about together. It just ran the half marathon. I just feel like even though what they did, they're consenting adults, they can do whatever they want. It just left such a bad taste in people's mouth. And I think they were good at their job. I always liked Amy, you know? Yeah. And TJ was fine, I guess. I didn't feel the affiliation to him like I felt to Amy, because she was on there much longer. And we loved her with Billy Shue, you know? But I think they just shot themselves in the foot. And now they're going to have to separate. Together, they're not that big of a deal. And they think they're a bigger deal than they are. I do not watch GMA3, though. I will say that. I used to kind of.
You never did.
I peeked at it when I found out about them.
Yes. Right.
But you're right. We never did. Mm-mm.
The noon is not a great time for a morning show format. I mean, I know they all try it, but I just think it They should have kept the chew over at ABC.
They totally, but Mario Batali, he was having the sexual harassment claims, and he was. And I think they just,
replaced
it was during
him.
Me Too, and they just shut it down. But I loved Carla and the chew.
Yeah.
I loved so, the, yeah.
If they did a talk show, what would they talk about? What's
kinda,
their expertise?
I kind of just love that. And I think it's really true, too, though, too, don't you?
Well, I think selling their chemistry when their chemistry before was more like brother, sister, good friend chemistry. I don't know that networks are looking for sexual chemistry between their hosts unless it's just like this natural organic thing,
yeah,
the way it is like with Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos. They're not Kelly and Mark.
No, they aren't.
And that's kind of their pitch. And I can't see... I mean, she was on 2020, for goodness sake.
She's a reporter.
She is a news reporter.
She is a news reporter. And I just, boy, she just lost. Oh, dear. All right.
Oh, dear. I know.
All right. Well, I'm sure they got a good settlement, or at least enough for a little while. They might have to, you know, do what the rest of us do when things don't go the way they're planned. They might have to have a different plan.
That's right.
I don't see the appeal.
Me either.
No. So bummer for them.
Yeah.
This is something you should, if you were a parent, you would say to your kids, like, you should have thought about this all before. You know what I mean? You would just say, I don't know what you were really thinking.
Julia, did you turn on Court TV at all? Or is you watching the Gwyneth Paltrow trial?
Okay, so you sent me something today, which I agree about, because I've been saying it's a he said, she said about who hit who on the Bunny Hill, basically. And last night I watched Dan Abrams talk about this. I mean, it's everywhere. And they kind of just said, you know, they're going to look at the injuries, how which person came from which direction, blah, blah, blah. She is making a point. She showed up there to make a point that she does not want to. She has money to pay him, you know, and insurance money to pay him, but she's making a point. She's sticking her hand in the snow, so to speak, and saying, I'm not going to give you $300,000 because she really, in her heart of hearts, believes that she's right. So there you go.
Well, we'll see. These two lawyers on both sides, I've watched some outtakes from it from Court TV. And a couple of things, you know, the witness that saw her crash into the back of him and knocked him down. They also, it kind of did surprise me in 2016 that Gwyneth Paltrow was skiing without a helmet. I just have to say that. I was surprised.
Right. But it was... She doesn't seem like she's an experienced skier, Lori.
She isn't. No, she is an experienced skier.
She isn't. And she was with her kids. And they were.
No, you're getting the story wrong.
All right, then tell me.
She was skiing somewhere else, and her kids were skiing with two different instructors.
Okay.
They were more learning how to ski. She came to join them, supposedly crashed into the back of this guy, gave him a dirty look, and he was just laying down, and then his friend said, that was Gwyneth Paltrow that ran into you, and she didn't even have a helmet on. And, which I always think of Natasha Richardson
always,
or Christopher Reeve.
Always.
We did find out that her lawyer is very upset that she doesn't want to be on camera. She didn't like that CNN camera or some other cameras pointed directly at her. They were having a big fit about that, and which is kind of hilarious to me. And she was trying to hide behind a binder, and so they made some kind of a motion so that that camera wouldn't be just on her. And I'm like, go talk to Johnny Depp.
But, no kidding.
You know, about that. So she was very mad about that. And I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen in
this
trial.
But I really don't at all.
She is such a smug person. I just have the hardest time. It doesn't seem that hard for me to believe that she would just Lee, you know, like, that wasn't my fault. You were in my way. You should have moved and had eyes in the back of your head. I can see that because let me give you one example.
Okay.
Of the smugness of Gwyneth Paltrow. Not only does all of her, you know, the goofy health stuff that she peddles and sells stuff, but this was confirmed by Winona Ryder. She acted like she was BFFs with Winona back in the day. Saw Winona had the script for Shakespeare in Love. Winona had been offered that part. Mm-hmm. Took it from Winona's house, read it, called her agent, and got the part. Took it away from Winona. Pretended to be her best friend.
Right.
So she's a very entitled person.
Right.
And so it just wouldn't surprise me, but both these attorneys just seem like goofballs.
They do. I've kind of lost interest in it already.
And she is going to take the stand, supposedly.
I know. Her kids and her husband are on the stand today, I think.
Well, they're on the witness, but this cracked me up. So Goop calls her blended family, found this out. She calls them after she married Brad Falchuk. And remember, the kids didn't live with them. They didn't live together. Brad and Goop didn't live together for like a year and a half because his kids hated her. But she calls the family, the Feltros, after she married him. But her kid's last name is Martin, so wouldn't they be the Fartons?
Okay, Lori, you're funny. There you go. There you go. That's it exactly.
There we go.
There you go. Very good.
Anyway, it's a juicy story. Gwyneth Paltrow ski crash is on Twitter. It's very funny.
It's everywhere. It's kind of interesting that she let it go to trial, but she thinks she's right, Laura.
I know she does. And I watched the one orthopedic guy say, yes, these fractures are from someone being hit from behind. Right. So, I mean, they both have expert testimony.
Yes, they do.
We'll see what happens. But
I know.
I don't know.
All right. Well, we have to come back and Hollywood speak. Someone has spoken out about something that upsets me a lot. And we'll see what you think about it.
Lori and Julia here for Chanhassen Dinner Theaters. It is such an incredible place. So iconic. Always the best place to celebrate a special occasion or girls' night out. Last month, we saw on the main stage the hit musical The Prom. Julia and I called it an instant classic. KSCP called it a not-to-miss show. And it is just such a wonderful, magical night of music, dancing, live theater. We just enjoyed the heck out of that.
Love, Lori, we love it. And I also just want to talk about their great concert series. Tributes to Steely Dan, Peter, Paul, and Mary, and the incredible Gwen Matthews with their gospel tribute. The night before Easter, which, remember when she was just on our show when we were there at Christmas time? This would be really great. For tickets, visit ChanhassenDT.com. Chanhassen Dinner Theaters, always entertaining you.
Hi.
Hi there. How's every little one?
Pretty
okay, here's something, Lori.
Do some Hollywood speaking.
All right. I've got a quick one for you. Freddie Prinze Jr. shared recently that he regretted doing Scooby Dooby Doo and isn't interested in another sequel.
Got typecast after that.
You think so?
And I don't know. I just think maybe he thinks it impacted what kind of roles he was offered.
Oh, gosh. I'm having a moment, Lori.
Are you tired? Did you stay up too late?
No, not at all. No, not at all. I had something for lunch that it's just hitting me. I can barely stand up straight.
Oh, no.
And I just want to rub my tummy and go to bed right now.
Okay, so, well, then
Hollywood speak.
I won't.
Oh, my gosh.
This won't be hard.
Sorry.
This won't be hard.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to bring you back to this. Here's the quote.
Okay.
Tom Cruise still has, quote unquote, no part in 16, almost 17-year-old's Suri's life.
Okay. I saw this 2 days ago. It still upsets me. Upsets me because they were inseparable, the three of them. I mean, when Katie Holmes was blinking to us and saying, help me, help me.
Tom Cruise mm-hmm. loved up that little girl and let her wear, you know, no coats outside and everything because she was in charge as a Scientology baby. But I this breaks my heart. She looks so much like the combo of her mom and dad. Yeah, what I learned the most in this story, and he doesn't have any rights to her. I mean, he literally signed over rights yep. to his own daughter for life because of his beliefs. I'm not even going to call it religious.
Yeah.
Because of Scientology. And I just think that is, no religion would want you to lose contact with your loved ones ever. So you can't call it a religion. But what we did learn in this article is that Katie Holmes is getting $400,000 a month until Siri turns 18.
We knew that.
Did we know? Part of I didn't feel iron... like I knew the exact amount. I'm very yes. happy knowing $400,000.
Yeah, and he'll be paying for her college, and she has not seen him since 2013, and that is the year that Siri and Katie were labeled suppressive persons by Scientology.
And can you think of for her to not understand how your dad could just ditch you?
Well, I mean, I'm thinking that she's had therapy.
Well, of course, she's had to have a ton of it. I mean, first of all, dads and moms leave their children for many, many reasons. It usually has to do with addictions or mental health issues. But because of this brand of living, I don't even know, culting, Scientology, I just think, how does someone do that? I think it's just terrible. That's all I'm going to say.
It is. He will never, ever, ever get any of those years back. And no. It's just...
And I don't feel
she's
like...
She's probably already taller than he is.
Well, this is true. But I also feel like she's not going to ever... I mean, Katie Holmes really had to protect her and keep her away. And I think Katie Holmes' family in Ohio is a loving, nurturing family. But at the same time, Katie Holmes feels still lonely to me.
Mm.
You don't think so?
No.
All right, fine. I'm judging.
She's having a good life.
All right, fine.
She got away.
She got away, but what a... Gosh, she was so excited about him. I mean, what a horrible thing to find out that you married a...
Faker.
A faker. A vapid person who was an actor who acted in life, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
That one hurts me.
I know it. I knew it. Let's get that
one.
Megan Fox
would.
And...
I not only have a stomach ache, I have a hurt heart now.
That's right. Does this give you a hurt heart?
Okay.
Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are quote unquote on a break.
Oh, no. They should stay away from each other forever.
Thank God.
Stay away.
Break up already.
Stay away.
I mean, I don't know if we have it in for us for a reconciliation or re-engagement and more cheating rumors. They should just break up for good.
I think so, too.
You're right. I mean, we heard about this originally like 3 weeks ago, and then, nothing to see here. And now there's something to see, and then there's nothing to see. This is like a horrible version of what the Jenners do, or the Kardashians, excuse me.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they're trying to do the Kardashian move here. Look at me, look at me, look at this attention, but they're doing a horrible job of it. Just break up, go your separate ways.
Go your separate ways.
Nobody wants to hear you anymore.
Right.
Not hear mm-hmm. you, but nobody wants to hear about this particular relationship anymore. That's just
well said, Grant.
Hollywood speaking for me, sorry.
Thank you. No, I appreciate it.
Okay, Gisele Bündchen. This is where people who get divorced always cover Vanity Fair. I remember Vanity Fair with Tom, Katie, and baby Suri on the cover.
Yes, I do.
And we had to learn all about the silent birth.
Yes, I do remember all that, Lori. I do remember.
But Vanity Fair is where people go. Jennifer Aniston did it.
Yes, she did.
People will go and do their breakup, and Gisele covers the next issue of Vanity Fair, and it's a very, very good interview. It made me really like Gisele
yes.
in a way I've never thought about her. But one of the things she said was Tom Brady's football career was only, quote unquote, one factor in a much bigger divorce.
I love what she said, because I think what she said will resonate with a lot of people. And she said that nothing is black and white. And that as time goes on, we realize that we just wanted different things. And now we have a choice to make. That doesn't mean you don't love the person. It just means that in order for you to be authentic and truly live the life that you want to live, you have to have somebody who can meet you in the middle, right? It's a dance. It's a balance.
Yeah.
I just thought she really touched on what I think a lot of people feel when they're going through it. It doesn't mean you don't love this person anymore. It just... Priorities change.
She doesn't love him anymore.
All right, fine. She's happy with that other guy.
Yeah, she doesn't love him anymore. Do you think this is creepy? Real Housewives of New Jersey fans were creeped out in last night's episode when Louis made the admission to Joe Giorga that he wears his late father's pajamas.
Well, that's better than toupee. No, if you wash them.
Oh, that, I don't know.
I don't know.
No, I loved Teresa's dad. No, that's what the kids called him. He was pure joy, but I think it's strange. Oh,
wait a minute. He wears Teresa's father's?
Pajamas, the dad father, Joe Gorga's dad.
His own dad's. Okay, that is just, okay. Please. That is gross. Okay,
it's weird.
That is uncalled for on so many levels. I thought it was his own dad's, and I thought, all right, like, because my mom has some 90s that might be fun to wear after, if you know, when she's going to die eventually someday. So I got that, but I didn't know it was, that's gross. His father-in-law that he never met's clothes.
Yes.
Okay.
Pajamas.
They have every right to be greased out or grossed out.
Grossed out.
Yep.
Okay, Brian Cox on Succession on the red carpet, when he was asked about it ending, he said, I'm happy it's over.
I love him. He's very outspoken about everything. He hates the royals, all of them. He hates this. He hates that. He's very outspoken. I kind of dig him. That's what he's done.
I'm happy it's over.
And the other ones... Were someone else said they were happy it was over, and then the gal said she didn't even know about it till she was reading the script in her car on the way to the last table read. People had seen writings on the There you go. And this fourth season is supposed to be phenomenal.
I'm sure it will be.
I'm kind of excited. No, I read some reviews, too. Lori. They said it's fun. Good. You know, and you can follow it instead of, you know, I felt like whatever. There you go. What did you think of that?
What did I think of what? Your explanation?
No, he is saying he's done.
Yeah, no, I love his frankness.